What up, y'all?
Jinx, Gabrielle. Y'all ready for this?
We ready if y'all ain't.
All right. 3, 2, 1. I gave you time to get you your snaps.
That was a delayed clap.
That's fine. Giving you time. I was giving you.
I feel like it's supposed to happen at the same time.
Well, but you'd be like, well, you clapped too loud. You couldn't hear my little snack cracker pops because you clapped too loud.
Whatever. Okay. What up, peeps?
How y'all doing?
Happy Thursday.
Yes, happy Thursday, TGIT.
TGIT.
Welcome to, or welcome back to, the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. So I am one of your hosts, Chad, joined by my beautiful co-host and just amazing person and wife and just the best ever.
All the things. I'm Gabrielle. Oh, I don't know why I was waiting on you to say my name.
Say my name.
Why was I waiting on you to introduce me?
Acting kind of shady.
Yeah. Do I say with my husband? Oh, you say Chad? Or do I say Chad? I was really sitting here waiting for you to say my name.
Gabrielle.
It's
Gabrielle.
Fine.
Did that hey, make you feel
Gabrielle.
Better? Gabrielle.
Gabe.
She didn't even go in line before I was talking. She was like, I'm Gabrielle. It was all business like. What?
I'm Gabrielle, also known as Gabe. Even though I don't really like that name, it is what it is.
She likes it better than Gabby.
Don't you dare call me Gabby.
Because her name is not Gabrielle.
But we're not going to go into that. How are you guys doing?
How are y'all doing?
Hopefully you're well. We're here. Not on time like we said we was going to be, but you know what I'm saying? At least we're here.
We are.
And I have the worst headache right now. So if I look crazy.
You never look crazy.
I have a headache and I forgot to grab something to take. I didn't take anything for it.
There's a difference between looking and are. Okay?
Got it.
You don't look crazy, sweetie.
I'm not crazy.
But you are.
I'm not crazy about me. Oh, absolutely.
So,
always.
How y'all doing?
We asked that already.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, let's just be real here. Let's address the elephant in the room. It has been the biggest struggle.
Roll Tide.
For us. Because I did say the elephant in the room. That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right.
You know, showing up for you guys here has been a struggle. And I don't know what the struggle has been, but it has been the struggle. Like, we just, Tuesdays are our filming day, recording day. But it hasn't been for, like, months. For whatever reason, every Tuesday, it's just not happened. So then, for whatever reason, it doesn't happen on Wednesday. And here we are on Thursday, or even sometimes on Friday. I don't know what it is. Part of me feels like we just need a break.
Which we'll be taking in January.
We will be taking in January. So do we go the full, we'll have any off days, off weeks in December?
No, I think that we're with you pretty much every week so maybe about 5-6 more episodes.
Yeah.
Before the new year. And then
we take a 2-week
break. 2-week break. Right? Just the same as what we'll do on our vlog channel, Gay Babe TV, in case you didn't know that we vlog 3 times a week.
We do.
Over there, so check it out.
I feel like we should be taking a month break, whole month of January off.
I mean,
not from vlogging, but from the podcast. I feel like we just need to take a whole break. But we have also decided that we are going to scale back to bi-weekly episodes. So next year, you will get, you know.
One every 2 weeks.
Every other week. It's not every 2. You know what? Is it every 2 weeks or is it every other week?
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
You're about to correct me. It's the same thing.
I really just was like, is that right?
She's so cute. But
yeah, every other week.
And that'll start like in the latter part of January.
Yeah.
So you get one in January, potentially, and then, you know, two from that point on.
So I say all that to say thank you if you still rock with us when we do put it up and you still watch and you still listen and you still download the episodes.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it because we do realize that we have been kind of just coasting for half of the year. It's been a struggle, okay?
It's been a struggle.
So I do promise that when we come back next year, we will be prepared with topics and, you know, maybe a couple guests here and there just to switch things up.
Yeah.
Because I think we've just gotten stale. I don't know. Maybe you guys don't feel that way. Maybe you do. But I feel that way.
Well, for us, we want to bring you stuff that's useful, entertaining.
Yeah.
you know, and helpful. And so, like, for us, it's like, you know, when we don't feel like we're have had the time to really prepare or or put all of our effort into the episode, then we feel like we're not giving you the best of us. So that's what she means by that. Yeah, so
that's a great way to put it.
If it's helped you, then we are so thankful to hear that. But we want to ensure that we feel like it's helping someone, right?
Right.
You know, we hope that every single one helps you, but we want to know going into it that, you know what, we really felt like we did something that could have really helped someone that time. And we haven't felt that way for the last part of this, you know, this last quarter and going into the last one. So a lot of stuff been going on. I mean, you know, it's been busy. Mm-hmm. We've been keeping busy and with a lot of work, which is a blessing. But, you know, we've identified the issues and we're gonna square them away.
To correct them. That's right. So, now that we've addressed the elephant in the room, what's been going on? What has happened since the last time we talked?
Well, do you want to drop this intro real quick?
Oh, yeah. We never did that.
Yeah.
Cue the music, Chad.
All right. I'm going to cue the music.
I'm going to need you to be ready. How you going to ask to cue the music and I ain't ready?
You have anything else to say?
Cue the music. I'm not really sure how I got off there, but that's I was completely funny. Off. That was not on purpose. So yeah, what's been going on since the last time we talked to you guys? When did we film the last one? It was like, was it earlier this week? No.
It was last week. Yeah.
What's been going on? let's see.
I'm back into half marathon training. Mm-hmm. Well, half marathon training / continuing to maintain Ironman fitness.
Yeah.
So I have a half marathon at the end of January, and then I'll go into full-on Ironman training again
right after that.
But I'm still going to be swimming twice a week, biking twice a week, and then running like four times a week up until that point. So I still will be maintaining my swim and my bike fitness for the most part, you know, until I ramp back up for the next one. So that's, for me, that's what's started again this week. So I'm a bit tired because I looked, you know, when you take 1 week off, or, you know, really like almost a week and a half, you know, you like, you know, especially when you're coming off of a high, you know, so you know, like a high was a peak, you know, I was coming off a peak of a, you know, I was about to, you know, I went to a race, which is your peak. And then you kind of come back down off of that and take a break. You have to get back into the, you know, so, you know, we put up the tree.
Oh yes. We put up our Christmas tree. Is your Christmas tree up yet? I asked my peeps on Insta, and a lot of people were like,
Instagram. That is Instagram she's speaking of.
A lot of people were like, nope, not doing it until after Thanksgiving. And typically, that's when we put up our tree. We usually put it up that Friday, right after Thanksgiving. But I've just been ready. Like, I've been ready for the past, like, month and a half. I've been ready for Christmas time. This is my absolute favorite time of the year. And I just was ready to get into the Christmas spirit. So we put it up.
That's right.
And I don't know how I feel about it. I did something different this year. So typically we don't do like red decorations for whatever reason. I'm just not a big fan of red. But we went with red and pink. And I still, it's growing on me.
Yeah,
I just feel like we're missing something. For one, our tree looks kind of naked. We need to put more bulbs on it. But also, I want to experiment with like big bulbs, because I've seen a lot of, you know, I've just been kind of like Googling tree decor, because I'm like, something.
Show me some of these trees. What?
I keep showing babe these trees, and I'm like, you literally cannot see the tree for all the decorations.
What's the point? It's not even a tree at that point.
Are you a person that decorates like that?
It's not even a tree. There's no tree left.
There's literally like no tree. You can't see any tree. And I think we've typically done a good job of balancing tree with bulbs and ribbon and whatever else we put on there. But I mean, these trees, these Pinterest trees.
You can't see no tree.
What is the ornament budget? Because it is packed to the brim of ornaments. And I'm just like, is this how you supposed to decorate the tree? It's new to me. I've never noticed it before.
It's too much.
But it's a lot. So I do feel like I need to like visit at home or something and buy some old bulbs. I want to get some big ones to experiment with the sizes.
Yeah, we definitely need more bulbs on there for sure.
I don't know if we're going to go to that extreme, but we're going to put more on there this year.
I
just
want like a hint of a tree. I want to be able to see like...
You want to be able to tree, see that it's okay. an actual tree.
Hey, tree.
Not like a statue of Christmas ornaments.
It's statue.
That's a statue of Christmas, ornaments. Ornament.
Exactly.
That's what it looks like.
It is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I am excited to get into the holiday spirit. We've got our matching PJs. We have two sets of matching PJs. She's so cute. And I told Babe that when we were putting up the tree, I said, we watching Christmas movies this year. Because I feel like last year... We can count on one hand how many Christmas movies we watch. Like,
yeah, we going.
We didn't really watch very many at all.
We're gonna be roasting some chestnuts by the open fire.
Not gonna be doing that.
Jack Frost could be nipping.
We don't even have an open fire.
Jack Frost could be was nipping at my nose when I ran today.
Honey,
I'll tell you what.
Cold.
You know,
fall wear.
I'm sure there's gonna be some Utah carols being sung by some ties.
I can't stand y'all. Indiana weather is raggedy.
Yeah.
It is like 36 degrees. It's like winter already. We had our first snow. I wasn't ready for that.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
Like,
I mean, but it melted right off. But it's just like,
why?
I went for the run today because it was sunny and I knew it was cold. But that the wind, excuse me, the wind is just so cold. When I was out in the sun, it was fine. But like, man, you come around a corner or. Like, it was that wind that, like, it's really strong. Like, so when you're running, you know, you can feel the wind pushing you around. That means it's really strong wind.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, as soon as I got this headwind going up the road, I was like, nope. Turned back around, came out like, nope, no thanks.
Not about to run in
that. No thanks.
You need, like, a whole face mask.
That's that, because
like
it was so cold.
Mask,
it wasn't about the run. It wasn't about the wind. It was about how cold that wind was. Exactly. I had a beanie on and some gloves. And
now you need your whole face mask.
Exactly. So I turned right back on around. Nope.
Like,
no, thank you.
Not
today.
Speaking of ski mask, I want to go skiing. Have you guys ever been skiing? I was just telling Babe this. Like, I want to go to Colorado. I want
to
take a ski trip.
We
that
about
is
to
one
plan
thing
a trip.
We've not done. Is take a ski trip.
That's
part
that.
Of me is kind of scared of skiing though, because I feel like one wrong move, folks be getting injured.
Well, we're gonna go on green diamonds.
What is that?
So there's green diamond. Well, there's I don't know how it is now. But black diamonds is the hardest. Well, no, there's like double black diamonds, triple black diamonds.
No,
I think
we're not doing
those
that.
Are like the for really
like
good skiers.
For, yeah,
but like the green usually, I think the ones that I've been to, the green is the least slope.
Like, oh, you know, it's okay, like, okay. So it's
the least steep.
Like a hill.
You know, it's, yeah.
I mean, a small hill.
It's like a sled hill, but you would do it with skis instead.
Okay, I see.
And so, yeah, we would just find a place that had really good beginner, you know, ski areas where, like, even Chad could try.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like either a snowboard or skis and stuff like that. Like, we would just find a place like that.
A place like that. I want to do that. I want to take a ski
trip. Well, we should take a look. Because, I mean, because you think about...
You think we should go this year?
Well, sweetheart, snow is from now until, like, February, March in certain areas of this country.
We could go
in January. In our break, we could go to Colorado. It's still snow in the mountains.
Do you want a break trip? I was thinking about that the other day. So last year, this year, these years are running together. It's crazy. This year, we went to Florida for a break trip. We just did like a staycation in Florida for a week. And I was thinking about that the other day. Like, do we want to take another break trip?
I think we should.
I don't know.
I think we should. I mean, my thing is we could.
I don't want to take it as a ski trip because I really feel like that needs to be vlogged. Like,
no, yeah.
This is the hardest thing when you're a creator is making memories and doing things and turning off. Or being like, ooh, this is a good moment for a camera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, when we went to Florida, we did it. We turned the camera off.
We did, because we wasn't doing nothing.
I mean, she storied and stuff like that.
Yeah, we was just hanging out. But, like, to go skiing when we've never actually been skiing. I've never been skiing.
Yeah.
That's, like, a moment you want to get on camera.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. It's a lot going on, so we may not be able to leave and take a
Yeah, exactly.
We got a whole lot of stuff going on.
I know. I was thinking about, like, in, like, March time. We were talking about maybe going up to Denver.
Were we?
Yeah, we were talking about, you said you want to go to Denver. My coach is in Denver. And I don't.
Oh yes, I also you're right. Told you I think to, I forget that he's in Denver.
Yeah, I also told him I wanted to go like train. You know, so like we were talking about potentially going to Denver, hanging out for a week, get a nice Airbnb.
Yeah,
I can do some training with my coach. Like we can get some rides and runs like in.
During spring break, it probably would make the most sense to do it during spring break.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go somewhere cold for spring break. I'm trying to go somewhere hot.
I mean, Denver's gonna be pretty nice. Remember, Denver's like 300 plus days of sunny weather.
I mean, it could be sunny and cold.
Yeah, well, look at the average temperature in Denver.
Who live in Denver? What's the average
temperature
in March? Anybody watch us that live in Denver?
Yeah, where are Denver peeps at? I'm
curious about that. Because, you know, you think spring break, most people go somewhere where it's warm.
I'm going to go on Twitter. And I'm going to go on Twitter.
What is that?
That's short for Twitter because you said Insta instead of Instagram. Boy, I'm going to go on Twitter and try to find out where my Denver peeps are.
Whatever.
On Twitter.
You don't ever even tweet. Do you ever even use your Twitter account?
I tweet.
When's the last time you tweet? I bet you your last tweet was probably from like 2018.
It's because I'm always busy editing these You videos.
I don't get it.
YouTube? I'm just shorting everything. Okay, like you said, Insta. Okay.
It's let's end that joke. It's not funny.
When's the last time you posted on Face? Huh? Or Tick?
Are you done?
Oh, goddamn.
Are you done?
I'm trying to think if there's any other one.
When's the last time you tweeted from your... I am interested in that. When's the last time you tweeted from your personal Twitter account? I bet you it was in like 2018.
No, it was actually probably like... It was actually like maybe...
I feel like
a few weeks ago.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What'd you post on Twitter?
I'm about to show you.
You did not post nothing on Twitter.
How much money you want to bet?
I feel like Twitter is...
No. How much money you want to bet? Bet money.
I bet you $5.
That's it?
I'll bet you $5.
Because you ain't confident.
Because I don't feel as confident anymore.
You ain't confident. Profile. Tweets. Last tweet. Well, I retweeted yesterday. You.
No, not a retweet. Okay. Retweets don't count.
Okay. My last tweet was...
looking like... Tweets, not tweets and replies.
My bad. See? I'm going to get to the top. Okay, here we go.
You at the top.
Here we go. You ready? Bam. 10-10-21.
10-10. Where you been?
That's like, seriously, like 6 weeks ago.
Get my message. When was before then? Because I feel like...
9-18-21.
Oh, okay. They all seem to be about Alabama football.
They are. No, 9-4-21.
Okay, so before the season started, when was the last time you tweeted?
8-11-21.
Okay.
8-4-21.
That don't count when you share your picture from Instagram, like an actual tweet.
Tweet.
Like an actual tweet to the people on Twitter. Not just sharing from some other social platform. Exactly.
Nobody
tweet. It's been that long. No, but people really still tweet. I used to tweet all the time. And I just don't be saying, like, I just don't know what to say now. I don't even think about it.
I don't tweet.
But folks
like
be in these Twitter streets. Like, Twitter is still on and popping.
On and popping. That's where I get all my current news is Twitter.
Yeah, it's easy to see, like, what's really, like, what's current, what's the thing right now. Yeah.
That's what I use Twitter for.
That's hilarious.
It's more of an information place than actual spreading information for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to start tweeting more. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else has been going on? It's just been it's been a stressful week. A lot going on. I feel like I've had this running to-do list from Monday that I just have crossed off only like three things.
I keep telling her she shouldn't try to do the things while she's running. She should like just run and then do the to-do list.
It's
like
so long. And I'm just like, tomorrow is Friday, which I don't plan on working tomorrow.
You ever try to type an email while you're running? Like it just don't work. It don't work.
Finding music while you're running halfway don't work. It is so annoying. Like if
trying to switch from a podcast episode.
It's so annoying.
So worse. Because I be at a good pace and then my podcast episode, listen, I'm like, oh, then I'm running. I'm trying to keep that pace. And it's like, okay, flipping. It's the worst.
Man. So yeah, anyway, it's been a stressful week for me.
Yes.
And I'm praying that it just gets better and I can cross these things off my to-do list between today and tomorrow morning, because I just want to be off. I don't want to work. Even though I feel like it's like I've been working, but I'm not working on the things that are on my to-do list. Like, I'm working on, like, work, things that have deadlines. The stuff on my to-do list is kind of, like, you know, fluid. The deadlines, they're arbitrary deadlines because I'm putting them there and saying I want to get them off the list. So it's frustrating when you're not able to get to those things because you have so many things that have to get done. You know, it's that type of a feeling.
I always tell her to, like, that there's, you know, there's two or three things that you absolutely can get done. Count on yourself getting done unless an emergency or something happens. Yeah. All the other stuff, like, you can't mark everything as, like, it has to happen today. You can't have 10 things on your
to-do list
all due today unless they all complement each other.
True.
I mean, a lot of times if they all complement each other, you could knock out 10 tasks.
Yeah.
But if they don't, it's like, you know, you just got to have, you know, so for her, I always tell her, like, your expectations of each day is unrealistic.
Yeah. That's true. I'd be doing the absolute most or wanting to do the absolute most. Mm-hmm. And then I get mad when I just do what needs to get done, and it's like
but you should be happy. You
didn't get this, and this, and that done, and it's like, did you really need to do all of that though?
But you got what you need to get done. That's
true.
You know,
true.
So
anyway, speaking of stress, we're gonna get into our first sponsor.
That's look at you segueing. All
right, shout out to our sponsors. We love you guys. So shout out to Noom Mood. I don't know if you guys know this. Well, I'm sure you know this, but right now, like, stress is a very popular thing. It is being talked about a lot. There are people who are being more honest about the stress that they are facing. And, you know, a lot of times we don't have the tools to help us navigate the anxiety and the daily stress that just comes from, you know, just living life. So that's where Noom Mood steps in, and it's here to help guide you through, you know, your mental wellness journey. So it's going to give you the tools that you need to tackle the stress and help you feel empowered to take on whatever life brings. So I have actually been using it, and it is really awesome. Like, so you, when you sign on, there are a few different ways that you can take it, but you know, as I said, I was stressed. So you, like, take this quiz and you create this plan of what it is that you want to attack and how you want to attack it. And the great thing about it is, like, they set up this plan to help you move through, you know, and work through the anxiety and work through the stress. They assign you a coach, someone who can help you stay accountable. Like, it is really awesome. So for my plan, it's like a whole 12-week plan.
Wow.
And, you know, you have certain things. It tells you everything that you're going to work on for those 12 weeks, and it takes it, like, bit by bit. It breaks it down. It's been really awesome. Like, I'm actually very impressed. And it is backed by science. So it gives you, like, daily lessons that are based on, you know, psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. And then it gives you tools to put in your tool belt so that when those moments of stress come, you know how to combat them.
Yeah, that's
good. You know exactly what to do to handle them. And it's just been, like, it's been a game changer for me for the short time that I've been using it. Like, I'm just very early in my plan, but even some of the things that it talks about in the plan and the articles that it has me read, I'm just like, oh, okay. And it's, you know, I spend about 10-15 minutes on the app a day. I go through, I answer some questions, I read some articles. So it's not something that is overwhelming. I like that too, because it's just enough to give you what you need, and then you feel accomplished for that day.
Yeah,
it's not one of those things where you're like, you know, sometimes you start things and it's like, oh, let me open this. This is about to take me forever.
Because you're not looking forward to it.
You're not looking forward to it, but the information has been so good that I find myself looking forward to it. So if you are someone who is experiencing stress, you want to check out this trial that we get for all of our listeners. And all you have to do is go to Noom.com. That is Noom.com/LMO. And worry less. Feel happier and sign up for the trial at Noom.com/LMO. And that's Noom.com.
That's right.
/LMO.
LMO. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm actually excited to sign up for mine. I haven't signed up for it yet. So she's beat me to the punch. But as she's talked about it, I've been interested in checking that out. Because, I mean, stress is just something, you know, like, we can just kind of go into, like, just, you know, stress in general is just such a, it's an, I think that, well, society has made it normal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not stressed, you're not working hard.
That's a good point.
Like, if you don't feel stressed towards a situation that you're working on or a job, or then you're not working hard enough. Like, there's no way you can just be happy and just flowing through, beautiful white fluffy clouds all day and actually be getting stuff accomplished. That's bull crap.
Right.
Like, there are people out there that are very, very happy and aren't full of stress.
Yep.
Like, it's possible.
It is definitely possible.
And I think that, and it's we are the reasons that, we're more stressed than we need to be. You think about, like Gabrielle said, her to-do list. Yeah. A to-do list in general, if it's not done correctly, is stressful.
It is.
Right? To-do lists are great.
They shouldn't be.
But they're also very bad if you don't use them correctly. Mm-hmm. Because if your to-do list is a running to-do list,
it never ends.
So therefore, you never get a win.
Yep.
In order to not feel stressed, you need a win.
Yeah.
Like, so it doesn't need to be a running to-do list. It needs to be a daily to-do list.
Yeah.
And a realistic, like, what do I actually need to get done?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but in those, it should be like, work-wise, what do I actually have to get done? Personally, what would I love to get done?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I struggle with that because, it's like, personally, I would love to make sure I get my workouts in because I enjoy my workouts.
Right.
They are a stress relief in themselves. When I don't get them done, I am then stressed more because I didn't get them done, right? So, it's a cycle, right?
Yeah.
So, you have to, if you do a bunch of work and you get the work done, awesome. You're going to feel good about that. But if you don't get the personal things done that you really wanted to get done for yourself, well, that's an issue and it's going to cause stress.
Yeah.
Because you have to take care of yourself. Like,
absolutely.
You can't live every day. You can't live, there's always a saying about,
I was talking about, how you can't pull from an empty cup.
Yes, thank you.
Kind of like you have to take care of yourself because if you're depleted, how are you able to give to anyone else? Your family, your spouse, your children,
To
even yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like if you can't take that time to focus on you and just recharge and whatever that is, it's like you're constantly going to be like further and further from the contentment and the peace, and
Think that stress is if you wake up in the day and you feel like the pressure on your shoulders, or if you feel like feeling towards going to your job or towards working out even, or like eating healthy, like there's all these reasons, then you need to understand that it's stress that's on you. And then you need to figure out why you have that stress.
Because
that's something that I always try to identify. Okay, why am I stressed about this? Like it's not easy.
Mm.
And I don't always figure it out. Like, but I've at least learned to identify I'm stressed. I'll even say it to Gabriel, like, sorry, I'm a little stressed today.
And then we talk through it.
I won't try to, hopefully I'm not snappy with you or short or anything like that. If I am, I apologize. Or if I am, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I identify if I'm feeling a certain way. But then I want to try to figure out, why am I feeling this way? And it's sometimes you just don't know. But I think that for me, that's helped me understand that, like, how am I dealing with stress? I deal with stress much better than I used to. I deal with a lot better, but it's still something there. And I think so, like this right here, this Noom is just something that's, I think, identifying tools to help you deal with stress and figure out how you can better handle stress. Stress can,
stress will kill you.
Man, it'll kill you. It will release hormones
it wreaks havoc on our bodies. Yeah, it's crazy.
Gain weight.
Yeah, all the things.
You
have trouble sleeping and trouble focusing and just all of the things.
It's tough. So, thought that was a good segue and just to talk about stress. Because, again, you mentioned it's been a stressful week.
Mm-hmm.
Not only from work, just life,
life,
dealing with some stuff
that
life brings at you sometimes, and learning how to try to, deal with that for yourself, because you can't rely on anybody else to help you not feel stressed. Like,
exactly.
People can be there to support you.
Right.
Like, I'm 100% here for her. She's 100%
not somebody else's
me.
Job to take that away from you. You have to learn how to navigate it yourself. Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else? We didn't do any questions. Should we do some questions?
Yeah, let's do a few questions.
Okay. 1 to 131, shout it.
Let's go with 6.
I was not there. I thought I was there. I was not.
Your bad.
6. Describe an adventurous activity that you would like to do in the future. I feel like we just talked about this, but is there something else? Sorry. What would make this particular adventure so appealing?
I would like to go. I would like to figure out a road trip, like with the kids, like in a, like actually like an RV.
Oh, okay. You that know, would be fun.
In an RV. Like
we somewhat did that before. Yeah, but
it was a branded, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And we cheated because we flew to the destination. We only drove.
And we had someone driving us.
Yeah.
And we didn't really do anything. Like, we really went to campgrounds and we slept and then we left the next day. So, like.
Yeah, so we didn't really, like, explore the cities a whole lot.
We did a tiny bit. But, yeah, I think it would be fun to, you know.
We should tour out west. We just take an RV all the way to California.
That's what I'm saying. I think that would be fun. Like, just
the thought of that is.
I know. It's, yeah. I mean, but I think it would be fun to just to figure out like a little trip to RV trip to kind of get out on the open road, enjoy, find, you know, just kind of explore.
To be an RV though? Can we just rent a car and just drive and stay in a hotel? Like, stay at different spots? That's the type of road trip I want to do. I don't want to stay at an RV park and like, let's just find different places to stay along the way.
Okay, sweetie, we'll do that, sweetie. She's so cute. Yeah, so
we'll get like a minivan or something.
We're definitely not doing that. No, if we rent a vehicle, we would rent like a.
What would we rent? We could rent just like take the Jeep. Well, I'm not driving. No. I'm not putting any miles on my Jeep.
No, we would rent like a. I think we'd rent like a Tahoe or. Something that's like a nice ride.
But you don't want a gas guzzler, though, either. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
Exactly.
Look, I've taken your adventure, and I've made it work for me.
And crapped all over it, okay?
You're right. This was your answer.
What in your question?
Right. This was your question.
What in your question, Shouty?
Legit took over. You do what you want to do with your answer, okay? With your adventure.
You do what you want to do. Why are your hands so close?
Was I that close?
You was like this. You do what you
want. Oh, I didn't know. Sorry.
Poop be gone to you, sweetie. What number you want? 1 through 131.
131.
You were supposed to say the opposite. You should have said 120. You should have said 125.
I ain't doing that today. You're going to get to tell me how to pick my question.
Oh, okay. What did you like the best about going through the questions in the book with your significant other? Okay, see, exactly.
130.
If you had to choose between getting in a big blow-up argument that resolved the problem quickly or quietly resolving the problem over a matter of days, which would you choose and why?
I don't like either, but probably the quietly. I don't like confrontation, so I don't want a big blow-up argument. But I also don't like lingering issues either. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what? More than not liking conflict, I don't like unresolved.
So I think that she would rather.
So
just
I'd rather
talk
just
it out.
Just do the blow up, get it over with, so we can move on. Because it's gonna mess with me more going over a span of days versus just happening that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
You closed the book. We're only doing one question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Shit. Give me another number. Sorry,
let's
the
go.
Lighting just changed. Right there.
Let's go with 116.
We lost the sun. Give me another one.
112. No, 110.
I don't know that I want to ask this question, but I mean, we're on it.
Let me see. What is it?
If you knew you were going to...
No, we're not doing death questions.
I don't... Oh, my goodness. What happened to the lighting here? We lost the sun.
Oh, because the cloud covered
it
the sun.
It looks so crazy.
Blame the clouds.
Just
pick one on that page. It's not about death.
Okay. I don't like any of these questions.
I found birds that chirped. Oh my goodness.
Okay. If you created a list of things you were most afraid of, what would be the top three items on the list?
I mean, you and the kids, number one.
You'd be afraid of us?
Losing, right?
Oh, well, you didn't say losing. You just said you and the kids.
Is that what
top saying? Three things you're most afraid of?
Oh, afraid of. Losing you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that one or two?
It's one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, losing any of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Passing away early. Losing, you know, losing time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of death, but like, I don't want, you know, obviously don't.
It's really interesting when we say.
I'm not, but I don't want to die. I'm like, I know that one day, you know.
We weren't talking about death.
Exactly. I thought we weren't talking about death.
I didn't start it. You went there.
Well, I mean.
But it is really interesting when we always say, oh my gosh, they died so early or early. What is early? Like, I think that death has one of those things, and I don't want to talk about death, but it does make you realize or remember, like, we don't have control of the time that we have here. Like, we don't know that it was early. What if it happened when it was supposed to happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? We take for granted, like, we assume that we're all going to make it to our 80s and 90s. Like, we just assume that that's what's going to happen. So when it doesn't, it's like, oh, it was so early, but it's like, what if God never wrote it for you to be here that long? Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just interesting when we say that.
Yeah.
Like, we know that I'm guaranteed to have this many years. So if I go before this number, it just happened early. You know? I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think that, you know, just, I think it's just that, you know, it's something that's said when someone passes away. Like, at just an age, it just doesn't seem like it's...
doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't seem right. Yeah. You know, you're like, man, wow. Jeez, mm-hmm. they had a lot of life still to live,
yeah.
Right? But yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Next question.
They're all bad. I mean, they're all bad. Like, you know, the only thing I'm afraid of is bad stuff.
Is there any physical thing that you're afraid of? Like... you know, some people, I mean, I don't know that a height is considered physical. I mean, it can be, but, you know, are people afraid of bees? Like, maybe a little less.
No.
No, it's nothing like that.
No, nothing like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay. That ain't my question.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me get 117.
That's a crap question, sweetie.
Well, that's a long question.
Imagine that you woke up one morning and discovered that you had traveled back in time to the day after you graduated from high school. As you move forward and relive your life, what is one thing that you would do differently? What is one thing that you would do exactly the same? I know the answer.
You do?
Yeah, what you would do differently.
What would I do differently?
You would stay in LA longer to give it and actually do more. You would change what you did in LA.
Absolutely.
You would approach it differently.
But I hadn't gotten there yet. Because I had just graduated from high school.
Oh, true.
So it's like,
I mean,
how far can I go?
Well, but you said, but also what would you do exactly the same?
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'd probably still, go to college and, you know, all of that. But yes, I would definitely have stayed in.
Because that was LA. Right after college.
I would have stayed in LA much longer. I would have given it a good 5 years, I feel like, at least.
Yeah.
And I only gave it 3. So, yeah. I would say at least a good 5 years. Because when I think about it, I feel like because we met online, I still would have met you, I feel like. Like, I don't feel like me staying in LA would have...
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't matter where we...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I feel like our life would be so much different if I was already there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, things would just look so much different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
What would I have kept the same? I mean, everything else. That's probably like the one thing that I, if I could go back and change, I would change. There's another one, but yeah, that's like the biggest one.
Yeah,
probably.
I know, sweetie.
But everything else, I'd keep. Everything I know you. Else has been great.
I know you.
I know you do.
We
you
talked about. Me. We talked.
We have talked about this.
Close.
Yeah. What well, else? Do we have an ass gaping bet? We might have an ass gaping bet.
We might, but we might not do that today. But what we will do today is our last sponsor of the podcast.
Okay. Well,
all right.
You do that, I'm gonna look.
All right. Best Fiends. Best Friends. Take out the R. You've got Best Fiends. So, great game. You know, it's a free, you know, it's free to download. You know, it's a casual mobile like puzzle game. 100 million downloads at this point. I mean, like it's a very
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's a popular game. And you can have it, you know, you can get it from the Google App Store or the Apple, you know, the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. So, but yeah, so, I mean, it's a great game. We love it. I think we're on level like, 81 or 82. Like the, I mean, the thing about it is that I can tell you a level, but the levels just don't stop. There's like thousands and thousands of levels at this point, and they continue to make more. Like, so it's just a game that you can play that, that you'll enjoy playing, but it will not, you know, you won't like get to the end and like all of a sudden, dang, this game was, it's over now. It, like you don't have to worry about that with that, which is really great. Basically, you know, with the holidays coming up, if you guys need like a break from like just the holiday planning, you just wanted to kind of separate yourself from that from a little bit, this is a great place, you know, great game to do that with. They have, Best Fiends has it all, amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of fun puzzles. You know, you can play it anywhere. So you don't need, you know, you don't need Wi-Fi. Like, that's not a problem. You play Best Fiends wherever, whenever you want with the offline mode. So even if your holiday travels take you off the beaten path, you can still play Best Fiends. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, so there's always fresh challenges, like I said, waiting for you or, you know, when you need a mental pick me up. So check out the game. I mean, it's great. And the best thing about it is free. So download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. Again, that's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Check it out.
Check it out.
Fun game.
Fun game.
Yes.
I found an escaping babe.
Okay.
Before we do that, what's been in your ear lately? You remember I started that segment and we never talked about it again?
True.
So what's been in your ear lately real quick?
What has been in my ear? My podcast, I listen to, my podcast, I have like two or three. So the Bear Performance Nutrition Podcast, which is, you know, like I'm an ambassador for the protein. This is actually one of their sweaters. You know, just the CEO, you know, we're very like-minded in the way we kind of approach life. So I really, you know, I look up to his business mind and, that one, Be With Champions, which is the triathlon podcast that I told you about before. And then I've got a couple good songs that I kind of just throw on the Google to kind of just up the mood in the house. Yeah. If we're all just kind of just chilling and we're like, I need just to
boost the mood.
I got some songs I put on. Mm-hmm. I am the DJ of the house.
He is.
So I've got one. It's called "I Trust You" by Jonathan Traylor. The song that I love that right now that's like the one is by Aaron Cole called "Like You." Mm-hmm. And then like Torrin Wells, we got "Until Grace" or "When We Pray." That's Reagan's favorite. She loves "When We Pray." But yeah, so so that's really about it. I mean, you know, I'm pretty simple. Podcasts and audiobooks are kind of my thing.
Yeah. I'd say for me, I've been listening to, I always listen to multiple books at one time. So I'm listening to Be the Bridge, which is a book about, you know, racial reconciliation, mm-hmm. because I am like a co-host of a small group with my church.
Yeah.
So it's Be the Bridge by Latasha Morrison, Pursuing God's Heart for Racial Reconciliation, and it's really good. So we've been taking that week by week. I've also been listening to Tabitha Brown, Feeding the Soul, because I love me some Tab. And it is really good. Like, first of all, I love audiobooks because I love audiobooks, especially when the author is reading them. because you just, it just, it's so different than listening to just somebody else read it, you know? It
yes.
Just, it pulls you in, and I think we all just love Auntie Tab. So, yeah, I really just am enjoying hearing her story and just like listening to it unfold. It's a very good book. Let's mm-hmm. see. I've also been listening to Get Good With Money by Tiffany. I don't know how to say her last name. Alicia, the Budgetnista is what she's also known as.
That's what you've been telling
really
me about.
Good. Yeah, get good with money. That's really good. And then as far as music, I'd say the one song, if I get in the car and ask for a song, it's been Adele, Easy On Me. Like
her album come out soon, right?
It comes out, I feel like, tomorrow.
Oh,
So I'm super excited about it. I'm a huge Adele fan. So yeah, I've been listening to Easy On Me a lot, and then whatever Babe plays and whatever our kids like to hear, which has been like some straight up old school. What's the songs that they've been listening to? Oom Bop
by Hanson.
Where they heard Oom Bop, I have no idea, but they listen to it every time we get in the car.
Yeah, Oom Bop.
And then what's the other one that they listen to? It's another old one, and I'd be like, how do you even know this song? What's that other one I'm thinking of?
What is it? I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm right talking now. About, but it's old. I'm like,
yeah, it's because of Chad. Because Chad watches that? YouTube. And he picks up, you know.
The funniest thing ever. And I'm like, okay, sure. I guess that's what we're listening to. I wish I could remember what the song was.
What is the other one right
What
now?
Is the name of that? It's probably in your browse.
It probably is.
What is that?
Let me see. We gonna tell y'all.
Because it is the funniest thing. Can't find it.
No.
Dang. I wish I could tell y'all, because y'all would be like, what are they, why are they listening to that? But they love it. Anyway.
It's funny.
So on to our Ask Gabe and Babe.
Okay.
This is from Anonymous. I almost said your name, girl. She would like to remain anonymous. Also, trigger warning of abuse. Thank you for adding in the trigger warning.
Yes.
So if you're out there and
you've
dealt with it or you don't want to hear it or you're sensitive to it,
please
exit out. So, okay. Hi, Gabe and Chad. I want to start off by saying that I love everything you both do. This is my favorite podcast and I always look forward to it. Thank you. I wanted to ask for advice on how to handle an upcoming wedding that I was invited to. I have a friend who I consider to be one of my best friends that invited me to her wedding. She is already married to her husband, but this is the actual ceremony. I have honestly been conflicted on whether or not I should go. Her husband is verbally and emotionally abusive. I can't even tell you how many times I have been called in the middle of the night because she has just had enough and says she's going to take a break and leave to visit family temporarily, only to forget that anything happened the second he apologizes. Regardless, she has been eager to have this wedding ceremony for a while. My dilemma is that I cannot stand her husband. As a survivor of abuse, I have a low tolerance for people who treat people that way, and because I know how he is, I don't know how to sit through a ceremony seeing him act one way in public, knowing he acts another way in private. However, I feel bad because I don't want her to not feel supported, because I know she has really appreciated my support throughout this process. Part of me feels like if I go, I'm agreeing to this union, but another part of me wants to go to support her because she's a wonderful friend. I could be thinking too much into it, but I would love an outside perspective. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. What are your thoughts, babe?
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And I don't, well, I will say that I don't think you're overthinking it. I think that, you know.
No,
I think this is something that
unfortunately is happening, you know, a lot. You know. We talked about this in another podcast, how trash dudes can, you know, like.
Yeah.
Can still be trash dudes, you know. and unfortunately, and I think that, yeah, I'm a believer of, if I don't like you, or if I don't, I can be cordial in a public, you know, arena. Like I'm not gonna, you know, cuss you out, or, you know, like be extra in a public, you know, arena. But I'm not going to just, I can't fake it. I can't fake the funk, right? I can't fake, if I know stuff, or if, you know, like, I can't fake the funk. I can't do it. Like, I think that there's a way that you can still be there for, you know, because that seemed like to be the biggest concern, was like being there for her friend.
What you mean? Well, yeah, I think the biggest concern is, like, should she go or should she not go?
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, obviously, because you want to be there for your friend, but you know what's you know, you know what's going on. You know the deal. So I think it's one of those things where, there's a lot to this. Like, so if you had conversations, like, you know, like, is it an actual conversation known thing that you guys have talked about, right?
Well, yeah, she said she's had numerous calls, she knows.
Yeah, so it's like,
well, are you saying, does the friend know that she can't stand the husband? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, have you've had conversations. I know, you know, you said you've had conversations about what's going on, but if you let her know how you feel about the situation as someone who cares about her, as a friend, like, you know, what do you feel about the husband? You know, because there's going to be tension, I would feel like, right?
Doesn't have to be.
I don't know. I what are your thoughts on it? This is a tough one for me, because as a man, it's hard for me to give you an answer as a man, because if I know someone is physically abusing someone.
She said verbally and emotionally.
Okay, verbally abusing. Physically. Okay.
Although abuse is abuse. I am abuse not saying abuse, that one is worse than the other. Abuse is abuse.
So abuse is, abuse is abuse. Mm-hmm. But if I know someone is abusing someone, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because abuse is bad.
Yeah, abuse, you know, is abuse.
As a man, if I care about that person that's being abused, and I, you know, like, even if I don't know them, but I know what's happening, I'm going to have a hard time being around that person without, you know, something coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feel like you can't go there and fake the funk, like, or someone won't pop off because you just can't stand this man, which you have a right not to be able to not stand him.
Yeah.
Like, it might be a better idea for you just to be like, look, I cannot go because this is how I feel about him. And I don't want to disrespect or, you know, cause an issue. I don't know. Go, what's your thoughts?
Okay. So, I mean, I don't have an answer.
I don't either. Exactly.
I don't have an answer. But here are a couple of things to think about. Like, first of all, whatever choice you make, you have to be okay with the consequence of the choice you make. So, We all know that he is abusive. We also know that he is her husband already. So you're going to an event that really doesn't matter because he's still her husband. So is it worth you not being there, whatever that may cause in the relationship with your best friend? Is it worth you not going to the wedding when it could potentially cause a rift between the two of you because she may not feel supported, her feelings may be hurt, yada, yada, yada? Or is it more worth it for you to not go and stand your ground in saying, I don't support this? But she's also already married. So at the end of the day, you not going, what does that change? Other than you not showing support for, or you not just being there for your best friend. Because they're already married. So I bet you her mama gonna be there. I bet you her other people are gonna, I'm sure there are other people that know that are still gonna be there. The wedding is not going to not happen if you are not there. So I guess my thing is, like, what does you not showing up change? And I'm not saying that it's a great yeah. thing or that I support it, but it could it be that you're going in support of your best friend while she's going through this? Because what I do know is that nobody can get a person out of an abuse situation until they are ready to be out of it.
True.
So I can either stand with you and support you through this and be there when you need me, or I can completely be like, I can't handle this. This is too much for me. It makes me feel away, which you can totally do, and just pray that she understands it. And if she gets upset and her feelings are hurt, hopefully she'll understand it eventually. I think you have to look at both sides and decide what's more important to you. What's going to feel best to you, being there to say, and even having a conversation with her, like, I really don't want to come because I really don't approve of this relationship. And I as your best friend, I will show up in support. But this by no means says that I support what is happening in your relationship.
What you just said right there is exactly how I feel.
Yes.
Here's what I was trying to get to, because for me, abuse is just bad. So it's very angering to think that there's, you know, the a guy just being that way, right? But like the way you said was perfect. Like, if you want to go and support because this is your best friend, then I think the worst kind of friend is the friend that just co-signs everything.
Yes.
Like, a best friend is someone who can tell you when you're wrong yes. and when you're right.
Absolutely.
So if you want a bunch of yes men and women around you,
that's not real friendship.
That's not real friendship.
Yeah.
So if you are really, really best friends, and she can take you when you give her compliments, or then she should be able to take you when you can give her the real truth from your perspective, right? It's your truth, right? Her truth is her truth.
Yeah.
Your feelings and your truth is yours. But if you want to go and support her, I think that's fine. I think that's awesome because you care about her, right? But you 100% have to let her know how you feel.
Yeah, I think the conversation has to
be had. That has to happen regardless because, you know, if she don't want you after that because you tell her, then that's her issue at that point.
Right.
Because, again, like Gabriel said, if she knows that she doesn't want to be verbally or emotionally abused because she tells you about it, and I'm sure she's had some really tough conversations with you about it, but is still willing to put up with it and put on a show about it, that means that she's not mentally ready to move away from it.
Yeah, and it's tough. Abuse is not
exactly so
easy to walk away from.
So it's her. She has to come to that realization, like Gabriel said. And she's not wrong for being in that. She's just in it right now.
Yeah.
And you can definitely can support her. I think that's amazing. She needs support, right? She needs someone to love her unconditionally and to not treat her bad. But you need to definitely let her know how you feel.
Yeah.
She needs to know.
Absolutely. I mean, and then to the other side of that, if you feel like you're not going to be able to forgive yourself if you go, or you're going to feel terrible when you're there,
let her know that too.
Then you may need to let her know that and stay at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you have to look at both sides and see what's going to be the end result of you either going or not going, and how are you going to feel, and how are you going to be able to continue in your friendship and everything. Weigh all the costs, like weigh all the pros, the cons, all of the things, and have the conversation with her so she knows how you're feeling, so that she knows either way. Like, don't, you know, just not show up and blindside her.
Yeah.
Like, where she's expecting you and you just don't show up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? At least she'll know. If she doesn't see you there, she'll know why.
Exactly. So just it's all about honesty.
Yeah.
That's what best friends do. That's what relationships should, there should be honesty in there. But yeah, I think it, you know, it's a tough one.
And we can't tell you what to do.
See, we're completely giving you our opinions of someone who are not dealing with that type of really hard situation right now. So we wish you the best in you know, figuring out how you can be there for her, and also take care of yourself, because you have to take care of yourself emotionally
too.
And then also we pray that she, you know, can find a healthy, either the relationship gets healthier and it, you know, and it gets fixed, or she finds her way into a healthier
away.
You know, in a healthier path forward. So it's tough, but
it is tough. Yeah. And if anybody has been through this, I think this is one of the great things about Ask Gabe and Babe. You get our opinion, but also if someone has experienced this or has been through this in this exact same situation, and you want to share how you handled it, feel free to put that stuff in the comments. Like, keep the conversation going. You know, it's great to have different perspectives on everything.
Absolutely.
But thank you for sending that in. Thank you for your support. And
100%.
Keep us posted on what you decide to do.
That's right.
And anybody out there listening that have anything happening in their life you guys want our opinion on, we will opinionize the heck out of it. Okay, you want a different perspective, whatever, send it in. Let's make out podcast at gmail.com with the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject, so we know you want us to cover it on the podcast.
That's right. You can check us out on the Twitter. That's short for Twitter. Let's make out pod.
But don't, because we don't tweet.
We don't. Insta, which is short for Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Let's make out podcast. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you are listening to it or watching it. Thumbs it up if you're watching. Yep. Subscribe to the channel if you're watching. And we would appreciate it. That just helps, you know, more people be able to, you know, find out about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, our opinions and all of our feedback in the comments and helping each other will, you know, help someone.
Right.
That's the goal. So we appreciate you listening and watching. And we will see you
next time. Bye, guys.
Deuces. Job shop.
All right, we did it. Love y'all.